This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's 5 o'clock, or relatively close.
I was wondering what you'd break first, your spirit or your body?
This is a super week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Injured? Don't trust just anyone to something so personal. Call George McCoy at Warren Allen, online at warrenallen.com.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080. The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Friday. It's your sports bros. We're rocking you.
By the way, an engineer is in with answering my question. And by the way, to the person saying, you don't understand how wastewater works. No, I don't, which is why I was asking the question.
Well, actually, I'd like to push back on that guy.
Yeah.
So, hold on. Okay. My name is Isaac. Hello.
Sada.
Big Sook's right over there.
Right here. We're dealing with sewer poopy problems.
And Ryan Buckley is sad over there.
Feeling
So, yeah, we were talking about why doo-doo gets into the Willamette, and and we're one of 800 U.S. cities where our system, our sewer and our stormwater are doo-doo. In the same pipes, okay? Yeah. So this guy says on the Vancouver Fort text line, you obviously don't understand how storm drainage works. There's times when the rainfall rate overwhelms the system and they have to release some of the wastewater to keep it from pooling in the streets.
It's called rain. Comes down from heaven.
The reason I am pushing back on that guy is we just said that.
Yeah.
That was part of the story.
Yeah.
So why do you have to take shots at our storm water knowledge?
Were you listening to the dude's story?
I'm asking. It just seems from an engineering standpoint that something like that should have been corrected. And now we have an engineer bro that says
Yeah.
Did you see this?
Yeah. He said this is what I was saying.
Yeah. He said it's very easy to solve engineering-wise.
Right.
He just says it's expensive AF.
And you know what that means. That means...
As fudge. As fudge.
Whoa.
And fudge is expensive. You go down to the coast. Can I say that the only time you buy fudge is when you're at the coast and it's fine. You're like, oh, it's fudge. The price of fudge, come on.
It's always been that way, though.
It's like beef jerky. Why is fudge so expensive at the coast? It's obscene. Anywho.
It's obscene.
It is obscene. This guy says.
Ooh, that's a good. Let's try to get that one.
That'll go with
our. Let's put that in the montage.
He was a betta feta. It says that it costs billions to get where we are now, which is why our water bills and sewer are so high.
Okay.
And he did say it solved 99% of the problem. The last 1% would be astronomically expensive, and this is from an engineer. So, okay, see, that makes sense.
Well, but that's what I was saying. Yeah. So if you have the systems together, we spent, I think it was like $1.4 billion to fix it like 15 years ago, right?
Yeah.
And to his point, that's the best we can do, short of separating the systems, which would mean all new pipes for both systems, which is why he's saying it's astronomically expensive.
So we
can't do anything else.
We've done the best we can do for what we can afford, and we solved most of the problem. So now we just have to occasionally deal with the fact that it can happen, but it hasn't in over
just
a year.
Just keep your mouth closed when you're swimming in the Willamette.
Or water all around. Let's all have a drink. And what's a little E. coli and poo between friends?
Right.
Yeah,
helps your immune system, isn't that what they say?
You'll be fine.
Take off your shorts and dunk me.
Yeah.
Hmm. That was oddly appropriate.
That was.
There's a drop for everything.
All right, coming up in the club tonight, what do we have in the club tonight? Did you just ask that question? Great question, Suk.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I have an are you in the wrong question.
The answer to that question is probably yes, but...
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
And do women talk more than men?
I think I know the answer to that question as well.
Oh, you do, do you?
Yeah.
Girl, you something else.
Pig.
What if my answer is no, they don't?
Well, I know what your answer is.
Men like to yak, too. You ever been mansplained something?
And no, by the way, never.
Men can mansplain to other men. Believe me, it happens.
So anyway, that'll be 6 to 7. We got Joey Harrington, 5:30. Write me out the hot 5 at 5.
Oh! Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com.
Number five.
Tiger Woods announces that he will be playing in next week's Genesis Invitational.
That's his tournament, so.
It is, yes.
That's where he almost died.
Normally at the Riv in L.A., but it'll be at Torrey Pines due to the wildfires. Waste Management, Phoenix Open, round dos. That means two in Spanish.
You're so multicultural. It's impressive.
Thomas Dietrich is your leader. Do you have him in your pool?
Did not.
12 under.
What happened to Wyndham Clark?
He had a bad day.
Yeah, rough day.
Alex Smalley, 10 under.
And Ricky's outfit was so bad he withdrew.
Michael Kim, 10 under. Why did he withdraw?
Because of the outfit.
No, that's not.
They couldn't,
no,
I don't know why.
They couldn't find him in the sagebrush.
Yeah, he got lost. He got lost in
they
the desert.
They lost him.
What if he's out there right now? He's just lurking on the course and no one can spot him.
Tom Kim, 9 under. Jordan Spieth, 9 under. Look at a Jordan Spieth sighting. He had two eagles on the back. And then Bezaden Ho, you know, you get the idea.
Yeah, you get
it'll be good. Scheffler is lurking as he's the new Tiger, so he's lurking
number
at seven under.
Ravioli hand. I know what you'll be doing Sunday morning.
That's right.
That'll finish before the Super Bowl, correct?
Always does. Yeah, yeah
they are very intentional about that.
You don't want to mess with them.
Yeah. Where else? Free here. Oh, Indiana basketball is spiraling. It's turned into hot garbage.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Thanks to Coach Mike Woodson.
Yeah, he's like talking crap and calling his team a bunch of ninnies, and it's getting ugly.
He's in discussions now to step away from the program.
I think they've said he's going to be done at the end of the season.
Okay.
He will coach out the rest of this year, but then he's gone.
They don't even care about the rest of the year. Like, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
We're going to punt. Get out of here.
Get the hell out of here. It's called losing the locker room.
Dana Altman, Indiana?
Oh, that's interesting.
Isn't that?
I'll tell you what, if you're Indiana, I think you do a lot worse. I know Oregon's on a bit of a slide right now, but the Brush is a damn good coach.
Yeah, the Ducks are in a free fall. They've lost 5-6 in the Big Ten. They now go to number 9 Michigan State tomorrow.
Not good.
On the Fan.
Hey, the Michigan loss, though, looked better than the previous losses. So.
Cool, thanks. Thanks for that.
Hey, a step in the right direction.
You got your ass kicked again, but a little less by this guy.
Hey.
Looks
great. Wasn't an ass kicking, it was just a loss.
Major League Baseball owners meetings in Florida. Commissioner Rob Manfred is saying they will discuss a salary cap. And you know what that means.
That's people are freaking out about the Dodgers.
Well, that means a lockout is looming.
Oh, yeah.
Because the players,
they're not going to.
They are saying, not up in here.
That would be a strike.
Yeah, whatever.
I would assume. Yeah. The lockout is when the owners. But yeah, that's. Dude, there is no way that the players and the agents are going to have. That will stand for that for 2 seconds. But you know this is in response to the Dodgers.
The current CBA expires December 2nd. Boy, how much better would baseball be with a salary cap?
Yeah.
God, that'd be so great.
It would be interesting.
Way better for the sport.
I would assume so. You know, this is competitive. Again, what's happening in LA is tough. Although I don't want one now because the Mets can spend whatever they want now, too. So take your salary cap for your Kansas City Royals and cram it, Robert. Get yourself a billionaire owner. It's way better that way.
I had a guy griping to me the other day about salary cap in baseball. I said, look, as a Royals fan, I can't really gripe. We've won the World Series more recently than the stupid Yankees.
Yes. That is kind of the fun part about baseball. Is
you
it's,
can
it's
win.
Not always the...
It's just harder.
Not anymore with the Dodgers, but you normally can... small market teams can win.
Hey, the Nets are close to buying out Ben Simmons. Do you remember Ben Simmons?
I remember at one point when Colin Cowherd said that LeBron was over and it was Ben Simmons' time to ascend.
Well, in defense of Cowherd, we all thought Ben Simmons was going to be great.
Yes.
Then we learned that he can't shoot and he's a bonehead.
No. He hasn't made a three in like 3 years.
He can't shoot.
I don't think he's attempted one in 2.5.
Well, they're saying he's going to meet with the Cavs and the Clippers regarding his next stop. He is averaging 7 assists per game.
Yeah.
But, you know.
He can't shoot. Yeah. He was a great defense. That is you would think that like someone could get inside there, a sports psychologist, and work on that.
I don't think he cares.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other part, is he's got his money. And doesn't get too much.
I'm too far to go. Stop now. Let's do it.
That's it, baby. Shot it from the rooftops.
America's number one fighting force, sir.
Number one.
My number one fan.
Number one.
Number one.
Recapping the NFL awards from last night, Josh Allen edged Lamar Jackson for MVP.
And that's weird, because when he won the AP Player of the Year, Lamar, like, that is the same people that vote on the MVP.
Same 50 voters.
And it's always
correlated.
It always correlates. It never changes.
I think it hasn't been twice, and it was with Steve McNair and John Elway.
Yeah, so this is like a massive, like, what the hell? Although the word was out because the betting line had started to shift.
The betting line went nuts about 3 hours before the ceremony.
So it got leaked that it was going to be Allen's. And look, I'm not saying that Josh Allen didn't deserve it, but this is kind of a career achievement. We've already given Lamar his two, and we really like Josh Allen, and he had a great year. And that's kind of... That's one of those.
Tony Romo is one of the voters for it, and he said on air in no unspecific terms that he voted for Josh Allen because he felt bad he hadn't won it yet.
Yes, this is like when Embiid won his MVP over Jokic. They're like, dude, we're not going to give you three of them. Embiid had a great year, and here you go.
We also have the Hall of Fame class, which we will get to next.
Yes. Did you mention Defensive Player of the Year? And
no, I don't care. No, who won?
Surtain, the DB from
Denver.
From Denver. And then Rookie of the Year was Jaden Daniels.
No way.
Yeah, Comeback Player of the Year, Joe Burrow.
That's smart.
Yeah. Am I missing any others? Oh, and the Defensive Rookie of the Year was Jared Verse, the edge rusher for the Rams. I think that's all of them.
Victorico's Mexican food, a hit with the whole family. Order in-store, online, or delivered to your door at victoricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victorico's. We'll talk NFL next, and then Joey Harrington at 5:30 on The Fam.
It's insane.
All right, our friend Joey Harrington will join us in our next seggy.
What?
We'll ask him who he picks for the Super Bowl. Kind of want to ask him about the Blazers, too, because I know he's a big Blazer guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it is obscene. Jason.
It is. It's insane. Anywho.
We only have four guys that made the Hall of Fame in this class.
Yeah, everyone thought that old Eli was going to get in, and he got the bump, and he'll get in.
You think he will?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. He'll be a Hall of Famer. I think it's just that he wasn't first ballot,
though.
It's
not close?
No, he's one of six guys to ever win. I think it's six or seven to ever win multiple Super Bowls. I think he finished top 10 in both touchdowns and yards when he retired. I mean, those will be passed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can't say that I knew that.
Yeah, he's got better...
better numbers than I think?
Better numbers than you
think.
Can
you give me his numbers?
Yeah, let me pull it.
Because I was going to ask you if you thought he was a Hall of Famer, but
yeah,
I guess it's not a debate.
No. I mean, look, when you were watching Eli Manning, I never thought I was watching a Hall of Famer. I just didn't. So he's since been passed. He's now
11. He's like 500.
What?
His career record, he's like 500 as a starter.
Yes.
I mean,
so he's 11th all time in yards.
Wow. Okay.
And in touchdowns.
In between who? Give me some context.
Sorry. Let me pull back here for a second. He is, so you got Brady, Breeze, Manning, the other one. Favre, Roethlisberger, Rivers, Rodgers, Matt Ryan, Dan Marino, and now here we go. Matthew Stafford, 10. Eli Manning, 11. John Elway, 12.
Wow. Okay.
So you're between Stafford and Stafford will get Marino. Stafford will end up probably being top six when it's all said and done, maybe top five. But Manning is, and I know he's top 10 in passing touchdowns too. Let's see where he is.
Old
Eli is, so he's 11th as well, in between Matthew Stafford and Russell Wilson. So the fact that you're 11th in the two biggest categories, you won two Super Bowls, you beat Tom Brady. So this is one of those where when I say, never once when I was watching Eli Manning did I say I thought I was watching a Hall of Famer. But when you look at his numbers and the two Super Bowls, and he has more road playoff wins than I think just about anyone not named Tom Brady, it's just a resume that is going to get you in.
What if he didn't win those Super Bowls?
Probably not then.
Then
he goes down as probably Philip Rivers. And I think Philip gets in eventually too, but it may be a while. But I think especially with Eli, because of the record and because of, you know, it wasn't always the prettiest. I don't think if he doesn't have the two Super Bowls, if he doesn't have a Super Bowl, he doesn't get in, period. And I think even if he only had one, I think it would be more people being like, eh, but eventually he would get it.
Those other guys around him,
they're all Hall of Famers.
So Stafford's a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Rivers, Hall of Famer.
He's going to be the one. I think he will get in, but I think Philip Rivers to some people is going to be one of those like, really? But he's sixth all time.
Well, Russ is a Hall of Famer.
Russ is a Hall of Famer. Yep.
So even without the Super Bowls,
I think Russ and Manning are a good comp.
Russell Wilson, Eli Manning?
Yes. And I think Russell Wilson in his peak was better than Eli Manning.
I think of Russell Wilson, not now, but I think of Russell Wilson as the better quarterback of the two.
I do too. But Russ was interesting because at the beginning, he wasn't. And then he had a run there where I thought he was underappreciated. And then he fell off a damn cliff. But
yeah, but that you shouldn't let a guy falling off a cliff taint your view of him as a quarterback. I mean, we're talking about in their prime.
Mm-hmm.
And Eli was really good, but I don't know.
I just think he will go down as one of the more, for people, he will go down as one of those, my eyes told me a different story than what the numbers do. But he will get in. And I think a lot of people were bothered that he didn't get in. I will be shocked if next year, Eli Manning's not in.
First ballot. Yeah. Well, this year was first,
and he didn't get in, and I was kind of stunned by that. And I would be, whatever the odds, like whatever I had to gamble, I would put a large wager that Eli Manning is in the Hall of Fame next year.
If he had won those two Super Bowls but didn't beat Tom Brady, does it change anything?
Nah, it's just two Super Bowls.
I mean,
those
were epic wins.
He stacked enough stats longevity-wise and then also having the two rings. It's pretty much a no-brainer.
Well, I think when you look at multiple Super Bowl, like I said, I think there's only like six of them.
Quarterbacks have won multiple?
That have won multiple.
Well, Aikman, Brady, Mahomes.
Maybe there's more. I think maybe it's 12 now.
Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Plunkett?
Yeah, we have Plunkett won two, but I think one of those he may have just been sitting. Yeah, it's not, and Plunkett's not a, I don't think Plunkett's in the Hall of Fame. His numbers weren't very good. But yeah, I mean, it's just rarefied air. Yeah, Brady, Montana, Bradshaw, Mahomes, Aikman, Eli Manning, Peyton, Ben, Steve Young, John Elway, and then, Plunkett. I don't count some of the, Bob Greasy.
Why don't you count Bob Greasy, great?
No, like.
Bob Greasy.
You do count Bob Greasy.
Well, you said I don't count.
No.
What were you meaning?
Some of them are like, some of them won multiple, but they were backups. Like,
Who's that? Who are these lucky bastards?
Yeah, just like I was going through it. There was a list I was just clicking through that some of them were just on rosters, but they didn't start. So it's a very short list of people that have won multiple Super Bowls.
So the four in the next class will be Jared Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Allen, the corner.
Yep.
Sterling Sharp and Antonio Gates.
Yeah, and you can't argue with any of that. I thought the cool one was Sterling Sharp, who it had been a while. His career was cut short because of the spine issue. And it was cool. His brother, did you see the video?
No.
So Shannon Sharp, who's obviously Shannon Sharp invited him over to his house, didn't tell him what he was doing and was filming it. His brother told him in his basement that he was going to be in the Hall of Fame. Started crying.
Well, don't they film that for everybody? All of them?
Yeah.
All four of them?
Yeah.
They have the videos of who told them. Like, LaDainian Tomlinson told Antonio Gates.
Yeah. And so Sterling Sharp did not know. He goes over to the house, and I'm assuming it's Shannon Sharp's girlfriend or wife or whatever.
You know.
And he like comes walking in the house and he's like, where is he? And like, oh, he's down in the basement.
Getting it in.
Yeah, he trots downstairs and Shannon's like waiting there and he's like, hey, welcome, And he goes, what, welcome to your basement? He's like, what are you doing? He goes, welcome to the Hall of Fame. And
is he wearing his jacket?
Because
Tomlinson was wearing his jacket.
I don't he's wearing a jacket, but I don't think it's the Hall of Fame jacket. He was just wearing a jacket. But it was cool because that was like Shannon Sharpe has always said that his brother was better than he was. He was his older brother, his mentor, and all that. In fact, when he won a Super Bowl, he gave his ring to his brother whose career got cut short because of injury. So I thought that was really cool that he managed to get in.
All right, up next.
Yeah, like...
Never mind.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're good.
No.
What do you got?
No.
What do you got there? Your world.
No.
What do you got?
Nothing.
Come on, bring it.
It was a false start.
We have nothing but time, dude.
Ah, there's no reason to start that. I realized like we're up against it, and I was like, that's a whole other.
Hey, look at that. Yeah. 20 years in, and we finally caught ourselves.
Wow, you minded the clock.
Not really.
Yeah. I was somewhat aware of it. It did dawn on me. I was like, oh my God, we're breaking. Why am I getting ready to start a new thing?
Wait, that's what we do.
Yeah. No.
That's what we do. I like listening to you drink your energy drinks on the air.
That's just water.
Oh.
It goes drip, drip, drip.
I don't think I want to break. What were you going to say?
Nothing. Lost my train of thought.
All right. Coming up next is Joey Harrington. He's on every Friday. We're going to ask him who he thinks will win the Super Bowl. And I'd like to know what he thinks as a Portland Trailblazers fan about what's going on with the hometown team. You know?
I do know. They're winning.
I do knew that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, the overarching.
Larger, 30,000.
Because he's like a season ticket holder, isn't he, or something?
I think he was for years and years. I don't know if he still is or not, but he was for a long time. I mean, he's like Mr. Portland.
All right, Joey will join us next. And first, book.
It's insane. Anywho.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's the final Football Friday, and here is J. Joseph Harrington. Are you excited
for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
A lot of excitement there. A lot of juice.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, yeah-ish.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Is Joey hosting a Super Bowl party that we weren't invited to?
No, my green couch. The green couch is gone. Yeah, so we were having like that conversation as like, you know, so we're what, 14 years into the green couch?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's seen some better days. And so we're trying to decide, like, do we buy a new couch or do we repair this one? And I was like, Sook and Rob would very much like us to repair the green couch. So the green couch is currently in, what would the term be?
Reupholstering.
Reupholstering.
The south.
How much would you sell that thing for?
It's more than reupholstery. Like this thing had some, structurally it was fine, but like we were sagging in some, some spots.
You got to reinforce.
You know, the frame was still intact, but like there was some the we need some refill in the cushions, right? There were some potholes.
I did that with my favorite chair, like, I don't know, maybe 8-9 months ago, but I just I did it myself. And you know, my craftsmanship is
how'd that go for you?
Well, it looks fine, but if someone were to ever flip over and look underneath the chair, and they would see my handiwork. Well, let's just say that I kind of ham and egged it. But from a just when you look at it, it looks great. Brand new cushion, structurally same thing. Had to replace a couple wood slats. I just it's not the prettiest of jobs, but you know.
What kind of chair is this?
Like a club chair. You know, it's not a Lazy Boy, but it's like it's my favorite chair. It just kind of sits. It's not a love seat. I don't know how to, like, if you were to go into, like, a doctor's office, like a waiting room chair kind of thing.
Okay.
And I sat in it. And
so
it was,
you went to the showroom and it was like, get me, I want, well, you know what's in a pediatrician? Like, make my house look like a pediatrician's office.
In fact, it's funny. It was my doctor is one of my friends, and it was one of his chairs. And he was like redoing stuff.
So you went to your pediatrician's office and said, make your office into my living room.
Well, he was like, hey, I'm getting rid of these. I was like, dude, I love this chair. He's like, you want it? And I said, yes. And like, I sat in it for years and if you have a chair that you sit in all the time, you will destroy it. Like it needs to be redone.
Yeah.
But you don't get rid of something like the green couch. No, no, no. It's like your chair. You've been through some stuff.
Yeah, we just had to pull it. It just needed a facelift. You know, we had to pull it tight in a few spots where it was set. It just kind of like turning 50, right? You know?
A little nip, real tuck.
Just, you know, yeah, exactly.
I got to tell you.
What are we talking about? We're talking about Super Bowl parties. Yeah. We can't have one because we don't have a couch.
Wait a minute. I have so many questions now. First of all, I'd like to commend you for having a couch for 14 years.
Yeah, it's a hell of a run.
That's a really good run. I didn't know people kept couches for that long. And second, what is there now? Like, what's in there?
Just empty space?
Oh, it's just that the house feels, the room feels empty.
Yeah.
It's
can't have a party.
It's just kind of a, so what we've done is we've pushed the coffee table back. Right, and then we stacked like some blankets and pillows up against it so we can sit on the floor and still like lean back against something. But you know, it wouldn't be like, hey, come over and watch the Super Bowl and sit on my floor with you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tough times at the Harrington household.
I didn't say that.
Well,
I did.
That's right. It's you know, it's like it's not easy when you don't have a nice couch.
It's not easy not being green.
So what will
I like that.
Tell me your drinking day. Like, how do you, are you a pregame guy? Will you golf? When will you start drinking? What will you drink? How will your drinks progress? I want to know what Joey does on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, boy. You know, are we being honest here?
Well, I would hope so.
Always.
We're in the trust tree.
Jack has a soccer game.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Right before the Super Bowl starts.
Wow. Who does that?
So I will probably start drinking at his game. I didn't even get a response. Like, there wasn't even, like,
Well, I wanted to hear the deets.
What's wrong with
well,
that?
Well, that's not... That's pretty normal. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, dude, I see people, parents tailgating their kids' games like, all the time.
What do you think's in those Stanley mugs? Yeah. I mean, come on. We know.
Little sip.
We've been parents.
Yeah.
Seriously? You drink at your kids' games?
Well, my kids don't play anymore, so I'm not going to answer that question. Right. I'm just saying I've seen...
You drinked it?
I have
drinked it at your kids' games.
Yes.
I have seen parents have tailgates out in front of their kids' games.
Yeah, I drank all the time at his games. I don't think that's uncommon.
I feel that there's a lot of judgment coming your way right now.
What's the matter with you?
It's not judgment. It's more like, I think, but it just reminds me of the Will Ferrell skit from Saturday Night Live, right? Where, like, that's the fear of, you know, if I start drinking at my kids' games, it's like, you know, you start, hey, you know, good job, Bobby. What the hell are you, you know, and then it just, it turns into, you cross that line.
Yeah.
How often did you cross the line at your kids' games then?
Me? Never.
Yeah.
Never.
No. I wasn't, I'm not that guy.
No.
I'm not that guy.
I'm a silent parent.
That's right. Even with excessive amounts of alcohol?
I wouldn't say excessive. Yeah. I mean, it's just you need a couple drinks to get through it. It's really boring.
Yeah, there's a difference between a beverage or two and then, like, tying one. I'm not bringing, like, a rack with me.
I mean, come on.
You know?
we drink responsibly here.
Yeah. I'm not showing up with, a case of Bud Heavy, like, hey, let's do this. Yeah, it's just...
Okay, hold on. So now are we... I have a lot of questions. What sport are we talking about? Are we talking about basketball?
Baseball. Mine was baseball.
I'll tell you right now. I don't mean to be a sexist jerk, but I'm about to be a sexist jerk. You have boys. If you had girls and you sat through like 7 to 10-year-old girls volleyball, I promise you, you would have a drink because you would. Joey, because that ball does not go over the net very often. Try, again, 10-year-old girl basketball. That thing is going to be 8-2. And
to that point, we've done the second grade basketball co-ed, right?
Yeah.
And we just sit there and laugh as parents, or we would. Like, it was the most entertaining thing. Baseball, I could absolutely, I would need to... Yeah. I'd need to pregame before baseball.
It's rough. It's rough.
Pregame, during game, post game. It's all. You know, I mean, come on.
Within reason, right? Let's keep everything in moderation. No one needs to, no one needs to get loose out there.
You don't need to advertise it.
No.
You just,
same thing like trick-or-treating and,
That's exactly right.
You know, it's...
So would you bring it to the game in a stainless vessel of sorts?
That's usually what happens.
That's right.
If you see people in there rocking the Stanley mug, you got to 50-50 chance that that's not water.
50-50? Come on, man. It's like 95-5. Maybe somebody's drinking coffee or is a non-drinker, but most of the time it's booze. We all know that.
Did you have a time of, like, what if you had, like, a 9 o'clock kit? 9 o'clock first pitch, 9 o'clock first serve. Are we bringing... Are we bringing mimosas, or what are we doing?
Probably a screwdriver.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I had a buddy of mine that his daughter was really into travel league stuff, and it was the same group of parents, and they would do full-on, like, tailgates, wine, the whole deal, because they were at these tournaments that were, like, an all-day thing. So, like, you would drive to Spokane, and, like, they were there from 7 in the morning till, 7 at night. Those parents got after it. That was not like I'm having one or two sips. Like some of that turns into a full on college tailgate.
So there you go. Yeah. So in other words,
I'm in the wrong circles then.
No, you're probably in the right circles. It's just
you got to ask around.
There are different circles.
You got to look around.
So you should drink before the soccer game. Get nice and housed. Have somebody drive you. Maybe Jack can drive to the game. And, coast through the game. No. Don't yell at the officials. And then get back home and pour you one of those nice old fashions you make. Yeah.
And then yell at whoever scheduled the soccer. Like, no offense, but who the hell's in charge of that league scheduling?
I think it's a 1 o'clock game.
Oh, okay. You can get home in time for kick.
That's what I'm saying. I'm pulling it up right now. Yeah 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. So what time is kick? 3?
Usually 3:30,
something like that.
3:40.
Okay, yeah, so I can do it. That's doable.
Yeah, you got time.
Okay.
That's doable.
All right.
I think we saw something here today.
Preferred Joey Harrington food? Super Bowl foods?
Oh, but we didn't. We didn't even go to the Super Bowl drink.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, what are you going to have?
Probably an old fashioned.
Nice.
You're wrong.
Yeah. I can't, you know, you really can't. But I think we're actually doing dinner with Emily's parents.
Okay.
And her mom, I think we're going over there at like halftime or something like that. Mm. And her mom's an incredible cook. Mm. And so I may have to like transition from old fashioned at the house, halftime, head over to in-laws and have, you know, you gotta have a glass of wine.
Yep.
Well, it's a nice pivot.
Beautiful dinner. Like if she's like going all out, like, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's what champions do, is you pivot, right? I mean, you throw an audible in there and that's fine.
So really the only thing we have left is, what are you going to drink in the morning? You know?
Coffee?
What?
Mm. Right. He's being responsible.
I don't know. Like, do you honestly feel like a drink in the morning?
On Super Bowl Sunday.
If you say yes, then I'm going to refer you to somebody else.
Well, you don't need to judge or refer. You know, Super Bowl Sunday, I kind of do.
It's a little like Thanksgiving, right?
Suk and I are weird with the Super Bowl because...
Oh, okay. We're just talking about Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think we're talking about?
About like... Like a day, you know, I was
waking up every Sunday.
Sunday is a very special day, Joey. Yeah. And Suk and I are different because we host, you know, like I got invited. Well, actually, I didn't get invited. My friend always throws a really good Super Bowl party, but he has stopped inviting me because I just don't go. We have to host the show the next day. If I go to a party, I'm just going to have to rewatch the game for all the little things that we talk about on the show, right? So I'm just like, I don't ever go anywhere. I stay home all day and I just sit and I drink and I watch.
Yeah.
Maybe golf, but I watch. I can't golf right now, so I'm just going to watch the game.
Yeah.
And I think Suk does the same thing. I get
a little legal pad out.
Our couch.
And you just kind of.
That's really it.
And I just kind of jot stuff down. It really is. It's not conducive to the job.
Yeah.
If you go to a
that
party.
Makes that okay. So that makes sense. We had this conversation around Thanksgiving, right? And it's like, what do you start with for the Lions game, and then what do you move to for the Cowboys game, and then okay,
it's a process. It's a process. But you, like important people, have things going on.
Yeah, Super Bowl.
I don't.
Super Bowl Sunday is and Thanksgiving are probably my two. We're gonna wake up and we're gonna have a beverage.
I like to be nice and buzzed by kickoff.
And then the key is that you can maintain that throughout the course of the game. It's not about getting high. It's not about getting too low. It's about finding that nice, stable platform.
That's
and you you ride the wave.
And then you can zero in on the commercials. Like, you really focused.
Yeah.
It's like, it's kind of our Super Bowl too, really.
It really is.
I mean,
I gotta play like a champion on Sunday. I gotta prepare. I may have pre-gamed yesterday already, and it's like my walkthrough happened yesterday.
Yeah. So how about that segment? Well, I wanted to ask you about, before we get into the Super Bowl, which you seem lukewarm on anyway, I would like to ask J. Joseph Harrington, as a prominent member of the Portland community, what he thinks of what is going on with your Portland Trailblazers. Mm. I want to know his opinion, if he has one, and we will get to that to start next segment and Joey Harrington's exclusive Super Bowl pick. Here on The Fan. All right, we're back with Joey Harrington, the final Football Friday Super Bowl talk coming up in moments. But first, as I teased, Joey, I know you're a Blazer fan. You've had Blazers tickets, I think, haven't you, in the past?
I was, now we're getting into like therapeutic deep stuff today. Yeah. I was a season ticket holder for 17 years.
Oh. Was it the Jail Blazers that, did you give them up and never went back or what?
No, Jail Blazers, I was like in high school.
I guess you're young.
No, I had a friend at the business school who, kept trying, once I got drafted, kept trying to get me to buy tickets, and I was like, I'm not, you know, after Rashid threw the towel in Sabonis' face, I was like, I'm done. Like, I can't do this. I love the Blazers. As soon as you have a team to that I can root for, then I'm in. And he called me up, and he says, hey, this guy died, and his family doesn't want the tickets.
Oh, my gosh.
And nobody wants to, you know, we're like literally in like the downturn after the Jailblazers, and nobody wants these things. Do you want them? And this was the year they drafted Roy and Aldridge, mm-hmm. and you know, they were like 20 and fifth, you know, 20 and whatever it was. And I was like, yeah, I can root for those guys. I will buy them. The next year they get Greg Oden and the, you know, it goes through the roof. But last year I gave them up.
Hmm. Why did you give them up, Joey?
Partly because my boys don't watch the Blazers. They don't, or not the Blazers specifically, but they don't watch basketball.
Yeah, they're soccer kids.
You know, they love soccer, and you know, we grew up with Clyde Drexler and Terry Porter and Buck Williams and all those, you know, guys that was rolling. You know, let's be honest, like a good part of their childhood was trying to find someone to help Dame, and it's, you know, they love Dame, but it just didn't connect. And so, yeah. And so I'm not going to go to the games by myself, and that's a lot of games. And so, you know, we have our thorns and timbers tickets.
And I'm sure, and when you want to go to a game, you know, you can grab a couple tickets, but yeah, if your kids or your, if your kids or significant other aren't into it, or you don't have a buddy, you go to all the games, season tickets are probably it's a bit of a drag.
Oh, and we were looking at that bill at the end of the year, and it's like, let's see, we could either buy the tickets again, which we don't really use, and end up selling most of them, or we could go to Europe. It's like, let's use that differently.
Or fix the green couch.
Yeah.
So what do you think? What do you think about what's going on? Like, would anything get you back? I mean, you're a fan. Like, fans are frustrated. Like, what does Joey think?
Again, like, I am truly, my frustration in the last, 3-4 years has been, it didn't feel like they were actively trying to, I don't know, like, they kept saying they were going to get help for Dame, and it didn't pan out, and then we're going to do, like, it just, with the ownership, and I was like, it just didn't feel like anybody was truly invested in what was going on for the success of the team, and, so, yeah, like, I just kind of, of course I'm always going to be a fan, and what will it take to get me back? Like, I never left. I just can't justify season tickets now.
It's funny, my significant other, her bosses have a suite, and
fancy.
Yeah, well, it's one of those, it's a company thing, right? You know, they get them, and then they give them to employees, but the wife is a big fan. The husband is a fan, but not quite like her, and he was out. He was done. I mean, and that's a pretty penny for the suite. And the husband was like, done. And this stretch right here that they're on right now, I think she's talked him into taking it for another year. So, you know, it's weird. It matters. This 11, 12 game run that they're on, for them, it was enough to convince him to re-up. And I think there's probably a lot of people that are kind of on that. Just give me something, because I think over the last few years, I think a lot of people are in your boat.
I think for me, it's also kind of a frustration in the structure of the league, in that we're never going to get a free agent, right? Nobody's going to come. Watching them, like, year after year, try and get somebody to come to Portland to pair. Like, we literally had the best guard, you know, arguing Steph Curry, obviously, but, like, in the entire NBA, and we couldn't get anybody to come to Portland. So, like, unless you hit on the draft, but we've been sitting in this place where you're never going to be at the top of the draft to get the guy who's actually – so you're living in this world where you're just kind of treading water, and the – yeah, it's just really, it's frustrating.
And that's the weird part, is that this run that you're on is great, and it's getting fans re-engaged, but more than likely it puts you back in that, you're drafting 12th and you're praying to God that you end up with, you know, the developmental guy in 3 or 4 years that was the 12th pick that turns into Giannis or turns into Jokic, but that's it's a hell of a gamble.
Do you hope they sell?
I mean, don't they have to?
Yeah, maybe eventually.
Eventually. Maybe you can buy them.
You got $4 billion?
No. Do I hope they sell? I hope they, whether it's through sale or just interest on their own, I hope they end up in the hands of somebody who cares.
Yeah.
And most importantly, wants to keep them here, because that's what I'm scared of. That would be, you know, you sell to somebody who picks them up and moves them to Vegas, like, ooh, we got issues.
Yeah. This is Dearest Joey Harrington here. Now, Eagles or Chiefs, where's your money?
Where's my money or where's my heart? We had this conversation.
I think your heart's with the Eagles, because you said you don't like
my
heart.
Sorry, my head. My head or my heart. Oh. My heart is with the Eagles. Like, until you beat the Chiefs, like, it's one of those things. Do I want the Eagles to win? Yes. Do I think they can win? Yes. Do I think they are probably a better you look at Saquon, you look at AJ Brown, you look at, like, you go down the list of all these, and then there's this guy named Patrick Mahomes that, like, just keeps getting it done. And until you beat him, I don't see how you can bet against them.
I don't either.
Which is why I'm just kind of like, meh. I'm like, I understand the argument. Like, we're witnessing greatness. I experienced greatness. I experienced Tom Brady's double dynasty, right? What Mahomes and the Chiefs are doing right now, Brady did twice in two separate decades, different rosters. Like, I lived through that, both playing it and watching it. And it's kind of like been there, done that. Variety.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's how a lot of fans feel.
Yeah.
I get that. But as a man who played the position, how do you describe what Patrick Mahomes is?
Robotic. I don't know. I don't even know what it is. Like, there is something about... I don't know. Like, it's not physical, right? It's not like you look at him and say he's the fastest guy out there. He's, you know, like Lamar Jackson, because he's not. We talked about this last time. Like, he and I pretty much had the same 40 time at the combine. He was a couple hundredths of a second faster than me. It's just, it goes back to that confidence, belief. Again, like Tom Brady. Tom Brady was not the best athlete out there. He was one of the worst athletes, you know, in comparison to everybody else. But he just won.
Did you see the story that some of Mahomes' teammates send him text messages, or they send him derogatory or inflammatory tweets from other people about him to piss him off, so that he has that that edge? He honestly, it's just incredible how many athletes, even the you know, like LeBron, is
they need it.
They think of themselves as underdogs. It's unbelievable. And Mahomes has that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You have to. You have to.
You got to find it.
And we've talked. Yeah, because there's, at a certain point, you become complacent. You really do. Like, at a certain point, you've got enough money. You've got enough rings. Like, it's human nature. So you have to find a way to say, you know what, I'm being slighted somehow. I want more. And the great ones are able to trick themselves into believing it.
Yeah, it's the Jordan. That's all I needed for it. That's what he say, like in the documentary said, that's all I needed for me to take it personal. And yeah, it's that famous line where, and it was something so stupid, but he was like, well, it's personal now. And now watch this. And it gave him the edge.
All right. Well, I hope you have an edge tomorrow Sunday when you're laying out your drinking day. Do it with fury.
I'll have an edge. Yeah. What bourbon? Like that. That's the question, though. Ooh. Is like, what do you? We didn't get to yours. Like, what's your drinking day look like? Are you starting with like the hard stuff in the morning?
No. The hard stuff won't be until the game. Maybe even second half of the game, and maybe just one. You know, I like to go to bed early. I'm 80 years old. But, you know, I don't know. That's a good question. I've been, I'll probably pop a bottle of Champs in the morning, maybe do some mimosas at the house, get out there, putt around a little bit if there's not snow on the ground.
Putting on the Ritz.
Putting on the Ritz, yeah. And then, you know, I don't like the pregame or anything. I'll probably watch the Waste Management Phoenix Open with some delicious grape juice, i.e. wine. And then maybe have a cocktail for the game. That's what I'll do.
Yeah, it sounds like Sounds like a good Sunday to me.
I think it's a great Sunday. I'm looking forward to
Sounds
it.
Sounds delightful.
Life's great. All right, you have a wonderful weekend, and we will talk to you next week. Thank you.
Bye, friends.
That's Joey Harrington, courtesy of Mods PDX. The future of building is here. The club is next on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.